BBC Radio Berkshire.
This is Howard Hughes, Howard Hughes.
Once again, we tread our toes into the turmoil of technology. Well, actually, no. It's not turmoil because the man who organises it for you is Fevzi Turkalp, the man who can make sense out of the insensible. So he'll do very well with me. Morning, Fevzi.
Morning to you.
Gadget detective you are, but you know that because it's tattooed on the back of your neck. Now, Fevzi, let's talk technology now. Come on now. Staff at a hospital, a big one, I know this hospital, in Liverpool. This is almost like the Great Ormond Street of the Northwest. They've got a very exciting tech project to help not only the patients but also the doctors coordinate what they do, yeah?
That's right. So it's the staff at the Alderhay Children's Hospital, which is in Liverpool. They're teaming up with IBM. Now, IBM have got a very advanced artificial intelligence program called IBM Watson, and it's called Watson because it deduces things from facts. It basically consumes huge amounts of data, like articles and all sorts of things, and it behaves intelligently based on that information. So what they're doing is that they are using Watson to develop an app to help both patients and doctors work better together. The app essentially, in the first instance, will answer any questions which parents and children may have when they're about to check into a hospital, check into that hospital. So it's quite an unusual use because it's not the first use is not strictly medical, but they've realised that actually, particularly for a children's hospital, you know, the child is unsure, the parents are very unsure about what's going on, and something like this could make all the difference.
Marvellous idea because, you know, look, grown-ups have enough questions and a full of trepidation when they go into hospital. So for children, it's magnified many times.
Yeah, I mean, just to give you an idea of where this may be going, in America, Watson, IBM's Watson, is already being used to advise doctors on treatments. So it can read about 40 million documents in 15 seconds, literally 40 million documents in 15 seconds. And then it offers insights into possible treatments on a case-by-case basis, which no human doctor could do because they couldn't consume that amount of information and process it with the needs of one patient in mind. So it can actually work with doctors about possible treatments. I mean, it will get to the point where if, for example, you're being treated in a hospital, you say, oh, it's a human doctor. I'd hoped it would be a machine because they would just be that much better at it. Because they just have the ability to collate information and draw information together in a way that human beings can't. And you know, very often when treatment goes wrong, it's often because, you know, there's been a failure to join up the dots and be aware of all the information.
So once again, science fiction is rapidly becoming science fact. You know, we're going to get to a stage, I'm sure, when we have something like that holographic doctor from Star Trek The Next Generation.
It is amazing how things are going, and you know, the things that we thought would remain science fiction forever are now becoming fact.
Now, latest home technology. Most of us have computers that have spinning hard drives inside them, but there is a move, and you were trying to get me to do this a year ago, towards solid-state drives. In other words, great big grown-up versions of SD cards.
Yeah, so these are devices that replace the spinning hard disk drive in your computer, but they have a number of benefits. They are super fast because they have no moving parts. They're silent because they have no moving parts. And also, they're more reliable because they have no moving parts. So they have all of these benefits. Now, in the past, these have been very, very expensive things, but the month on month, quarter on quarter, these things are getting cheaper and cheaper. However, not all SSDs are the same. There are many good ones, but they have different properties. The ones that I've been looking at for the last few months have been from a company called Toshiba, who are known for their consumer goods, but not necessarily known for the fact that they are one of the major manufacturers of the type of memory that goes inside SSDs and other computer parts. It's an OCZ VT180. So this particular device, it's very fast performance. One of the things I liked about it, it's built to last. The way that they've designed the memory is it should last longer, and they're backing it with a 5-year warranty, which I thought was particularly good. So if the device fails within 5 years, they just swap it out for a new one. Now, obviously, you have to make sure you've got your data backed up, but at least you get a new one.
They can't give you your data back, and that's another reason, as you always say, and quite rightly, that you've got to keep backing up. Now, and finally, Amazon are trying to take on YouTube.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. They're trying to challenge YouTube in a number of areas, and now they've come up with a service that effectively replicates YouTube. Amazon, don't forget that much of the internet runs on Amazon and Amazon services. Not always obvious. For example, Apple's iCloud services. Apple doesn't run those servers itself. It actually uses Amazon servers.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're very much the power behind the throne then?
Yeah, there's something called Amazon S3. Yeah, it's all, you know, what they call below the line. It's like before Samsung became well known as a brand in its own right, what people didn't realise is that most of the screens inside Sony television sets were made by Samsung. And in fact, you know, they were a major producer of parts. You know, half of an iPhone is Samsung sometimes, you know, all these different parts often made by Samsung. And in the same way, Amazon is often the sort of the brains behind the brand. But in this particular case, they've gone for Google. I mean, they've been going for Google in a variety of ways, but they've done it now with this YouTube rival. I think it's a good thing because don't forget, there are deals that are done, monetization deals between content creators, the people who create the videos that get posted to YouTube, and Google. So Google will say, oh, well, we'll give you, you know, this amount of money per million views or whatever the deal is. Now, it can do content creators no harm to have competition in the market, because they will then have to compete for those services. So you know, I think it's a good thing. I dare say Google won't be too happy about it, but from a consumer point of view, it's a good thing. Long may it last.
Well, as somebody who has his content regularly put on YouTube without permission, and I have to keep taking the stuff down, I'm a little worried about another service appearing. But hopefully they'll be a little bit better, perhaps, at policing it. But there you go. Febzi Turkup, thank you very much. Our time is out. Febzi Turkup, up the gadget detective. You know that so many people hear you on a Saturday and they want to ask you questions and contact you. How do they do that?
Simplest way is via Twitter. You can follow me at gadget detective. You can ask a question there or just come and say hello. Or if you want to go for something a bit more in depth, go for www.gadgetdetective.com. Free tech advice forum.
Febzi, see you in 7 days. Got a crack on BBC Radio Berkshire. Febzi Turkup, the gadget detective, returns here next week. I'm Howard Hughes. This is Saturday Morning.